Education and healthcare reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This is an anxious time of year for medical students across the country. Every March, nearly 40,000 U.S. medical students all discover where they'll serve their residencies. The event is known as Match Day. SDPB's Jackie Hendry listened in last week at one of South Dakota's Match Day events.
USD medical students chat with friends and family as they wait for the moment. These students are a few weeks away from graduation, but this is another big step in their education. The hall hums with nervous chit-chat. Nearly everyone is standing up. This room on the Sanford campus in Sioux Falls is where one of the state's match days happens. That's when students finally learn where they'll spend their residencies. Dr. Tim Ridgway is dean of the Sioux Falls campus of USD's medical school. He says students spend months applying for residency programs across the country and rank their choices. Dr. Ridgway says each program does the same for its applicants.
The computer puts this all together and you come up with the match. Today is the day that the students will find out where they're going to be spending the next 3 to 5 years of their life.
As the clock ticks closer to 11, the crowd makes its way into a large classroom. There are more than 40 red and white balloons. Each has an envelope with a student's name. Their residency match is inside. There's a countdown.
2, 1.
And the students rush forward to find their name. They call out to friends whose names they find first. There are a few moments of relative quiet as envelopes are torn open before some students discover they matched with their first choice. That's the case for Joe Kolba.
We're going to Anchorage, Alaska.
Students have a lot to consider when they apply to residency programs. They look for rigorous programs in their chosen specialty, and an interesting location is always a plus. Kolba is specializing in family medicine and wants experience with patients in an underserved area.
I'm looking for rural training, like really full spectrum. A lot of medicine is getting more and more specialized. I want to make sure that I come out of residency ready to take care of just about anything.
Other students, like Kate Kondratuk, are attracted to a program's design. She's going to a dermatology program in Pennsylvania and wants to teach someday.
Which I am interested in curriculum design. This is a great place to be at to learn the ins and outs of how to design an amazing curriculum.
A residency can play a big role in determining where a future doctor will eventually practice. Dr. Tim Ridgway says programs often try to recruit residents who've made a good impression during their time in the system.
We know in South Dakota, for example, if our students graduate from our medical school and they do a residency in our state, there is a greater than 70% chance that that student, now doctor, is going to stay in the state of South Dakota.
But students can also use the opportunity to experience other places. Joe Kolba and his wife live in Sioux Falls with their two young daughters, but they agreed he should apply to programs both near and far.
We felt like this was a good chance to spend 3 years, you know, having some new experiences, and if we come back at the end of 3 years because we know we're happy here, we have that option, and if we fall in love with somewhere else, then we'll have the opportunity to experience that.
That adjustment isn't often easy, but it helps to have the support of an entire graduating class going through the same uncertainties. Kate Kondratuk says there's a genuine sense of camaraderie among med students.
It's so nice to know that these people that you've gone through the last 4 years with of really rigorous education, we're going to continue working together and we'll have each other's backs.
That's even more true for Kondratuk than most. She and another dermatology student matched in the same Pennsylvania program.
We're going to be two of four co-residents at this program. So that's really incredible, and I'm really looking forward to continue that friendship that started here as a colleague.
And while it can be bittersweet to move away to start a new chapter of life, Kondratuk says there's always the option of coming back to South Dakota. But for now, students set their sights on what's just ahead. Graduation is in early May, and many residencies start in mid-June. That means there are plenty of details to work out in the meantime, whether a residency is across the city or a long way from USD. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.